Welcome to the Extended News at Noon on WISR 680 AM and now on 107.5 FM. I'm Tyler Friel, and this is our election week on the News at Noon, sitting down and talking with candidates for various races here in Butler County. And we're focusing today on the City of Butler mayoral race. Republican nominee for mayor Fred Reese joins us inside the Next Tier studios. Fred, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me too, Tyler.
So we're just a couple of weeks away from the election, obviously right around the corner. So we'll start out with basically, why do you want to be the mayor of the City of Butler?
I think I might have some ideas, you know, to help the city along a little bit. But, you know, we tried some ideas with when I'm chairman of the Redevelopment Authority, try to get people together and work for specific areas of the city to get going. And it kind of fell apart. A couple meetings worked well, a couple meetings didn't. And I think there's potential with everybody getting together that can actually make something happen in Don.
Yeah, and what have you learned from your experiences? I mean, you're a former council member,
yes,
you know,
sir.
Obviously on Redevelopment Authority. Mm-hmm. You know, what experience do you think you can draw from that would help you be a successful mayor?
A little bit through the government bureaucratic tape. Oh, my gosh, that's crazy as heck. If you know, people that are in the government, can, you know, you're sitting outside, you don't understand. You want to get something done right now. All the tape you have to go through just to get something, like even a building knocked on or something. If you're using different government funds, you know, that's what you've got to get. And you're applying for government funds, you got to go through different pages and pages of...
Yeah, just a
litany. Just to get it going, yeah.
And, you know, I think one thing that we've been bringing up to candidates is that, you know, the mayor is essentially one spot on council. So while it mm-hmm. does serve as an executive level, it is just one vote of many, a part of council. What do you think, you know, that relationship needs to be from mayor to their fellow council members? How do you view that relationship?
Oh, that's definitely important. It's kind of like, I talked to Kevin about this. It's kind of like being a football coach, a head coach. You got your other coaches that are underneath you, and you just try to work with them on every different aspect. I mean, they're in control of their areas, mm-hmm. but now you got to be accessible and, you know, go with them on their areas too. You know, you got to coordinate everything.
And, you know, obviously in your time as a council member, you know, what areas are, you know, how did you view that role? You know, what experiences did you think you were able to draw on as, all right, I was a council member, this is what I can do as mayor?
There again, it's like bringing everybody back together again. Like when I was on council, I was head of the fire department, which great bunch of guys, well-trained, all that. But you're just focusing on all that. You know, you really didn't do too much with the streets, the parks, or anything else. So now with when you're mayor, I'm pretty sure I'm going to try to anyhow get everybody together a little bit closer.
What is there one big initiative that you view as like, this would be an area that I would really want to tackle if I were to be elected mayor?
Basically, probably we talked about this years ago too, on getting like a 5-year plan together, a plan for the future. So Butler can just not just sit here for, let's do this year, let's do this year, and try to raise the tax base. You know, or maybe, you know, which is going to be tough because, you know, you only get so much money in. And
you know, that is one of the areas. There's not a whole lot of room for development.
No.
You know, you're kind of stuck with what you are in the City of Butler. And so I know, you know, mayors prior to, you know, Mayor Smith now and council members before have tried to do things to incentivize businesses to come here. Is there anything that you think is an out-of-the-box strategy that would help bring business in?
As of right now, no, but I think if we get together with like even the business professionals in town, and most of the businesses in town aren't owned by city residents, so maybe get those guys together, and women, yeah, I should say, and get them talking about maybe there's a better idea on what to do and everything. Maybe get that area together with all these people that have the businesses but don't live in the city. Want a little bit of a say. That might help.
We're talking with Republican candidate for City of Butler Mayor Fred Reese. Wanted to get into a few specifics here. In general, where do you stand on the idea of selling certain city assets like parking facilities to private for-profit companies?
That, no. not at all, totally against it. That's basically the only revenue stream the city has. And then I'll say if you sold it like they wanted to, when I had with the three-month council, we got that voted down. I think the sale was $7 million. And a town like Butler right now with everything, that $7 million will be gone 2-3 years. And I don't know what you're going to have to show for it, really. Maybe get some more vehicles for, you know, streets department, fire, police. But at least this revenue stream for the parking is still coming in. And I'm not really for selling assets like
that. So there are some areas where, you know, there would need to be improvements in parking. Where do you think, you know, the long-term vision that if you don't sell these assets, you know, does the city of Butler have enough funds to help improve parking in Butler?
Oh, yeah. The parking, as I know it, the parking has, you know, some sufficient money to fix the tier garage. Mm-hmm. The other ones are all decent shape. The newer ones, it's actually bringing in money.
Talking about the sewer authority, there have been rumblings openly about
that.
Private companies coming in to purchase, you know, the Butler area sewer authority. What are your opinions on a potential move like that?
That I'd have to talk to more people on, because I really didn't get into it, because it's right now it's not my deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I've have a couple friends that work on the sewer authority, and they says when you do that, every place that was bought by this company that's looking to do that, rates went up through the roof. And why tick people off, you know, doing that? Yeah, there is changes to be made down there. I know that because I was on the board. I was the liaison at one time.
One of the other, you know, things that makes the city of Butler unique is, you know, working with the other municipalities that surround it. You know, Butler Township is directly around it. Obviously, the city of Butler also serves as, you know, the county seat. So there's a number of entities you're working with. How do you view those relationships?
Oh, I think if I got in, I'm pretty good friends with most of the guys in Butler Township. I know them pretty well. I know some of the guys out further, and it might be easier to talk to them this way now. I don't know what conversations we'll have, but definitely easier to start since I know them pretty well.
As for the city fire department, city police department, your views just in general on those assets?
As of right now, the city fire department, the way they get their training and everything, very good training with those guys. You know, some little squabbles, of course, that's with any organization. Police department, I've heard nothing bad about it. The guys are all good. Bob's great, you know, heck of a chief.
Robert O'Neill, Bob O'Neill, yeah. So, again, we're here with Republican candidate for mayor Fred Reese. I just want to talk about nonprofits. There's a lot of nonprofit entities in the city of Butler. You know, what do you think the role and responsibility of those nonprofit organizations is, you know, in coordination with the city of Butler?
Well, a lot of them, back end, we got to refer to years ago when I was on council, we tried to get a pilot, you know, payment in lieu of taxes program together. And we did send out letters to them, and some did respond, and some didn't. And that's the only thing you can do is keep on trying to force that. And I would like to see that increased a lot. That's a pet peeve, because I know there's a couple places in town, I'm not saying anything right now, but they actually have, what do you want to call it? It's not a business, but they accept the donations for certain things they do around town. And that's a little sketchy.
So, you know, what I'm getting from your argument is that, almost every, I think, candidate for the mayor position for years has talked about increasing the tax base just to try to draw revenue.
Yes.
I mean, is there any thought on, you know, do you think that could be done by drawing down business tax rates or increasing business tax rates if you can't get more new businesses in?
Well, I think there's a way you'd have to decrease them first to bring them in, especially, you know, like the mercantile tax and all that. But there's no increasing tax base. You're just going to drive people away, or you're going to drive the ones here already out. And that, I don't see that as an option. I mean, you want to keep people in, and you want to bring them in. So you might have to take a little cut for a year or two, which, you know, you just got to find out where. Maybe write some more grants to cover those things. And I think that's what we need, too. Somebody to write grants and all that, just to help offset those costs, to bring, you know, of the taxes to bring more people in.
When people think about the city of Butler, I think their eyes are automatically drawn to Main Street. But obviously, yes, there's a number of neighborhoods that are a part of the city of Butler,
without a doubt, yes,
with a variety of different character and different income levels, mm-hmm, as well. What would be your mission to, you know, for these other city entities, you know, to bring them a part of the fold, or maybe even some revitalization efforts in these cities?
Well, see, that's to get, like, during like the Redevelopment Authority, I'm going to have to talk on that because that's what I'm on right now. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And get all the other associations in town, like, you know, like the Shade Tree Commissions, all the other commissions, the Butler Downtown Society, the what's the Festival Society, you know, mm-hmm, and get, you know, the Parks and Recreation, get them all together, because they do get certain grant money and certain stuff from state and federal. So if you get those together and concentrate in one area, maybe like Don West End or South Side, or, you know, any of the areas, and get them together and start working on that, to just to revitalize that, to make it better looking. Who knows? And it, you know, when you make something better, people want to come there.
Infrastructure. Everyone always talks about roads and bridges. Is there anything, you know, that you would see, and if you became mayor, that you would target? Like, these are some projects that I would like to get done that are in the purview of the city.
Well, I know there's Wayne Street would be a big thing, that connection, but, well, that takes a lot of talk through. And the other pet peeve I have is the street openings for the utility companies. I mean, just, they patch it. They don't patch it. They say have contractors patch it. But these contractors, they patch it the one time. They don't tamp it. They don't do anything, and it sinks. Just take a drive down Penn Street someday. I'm serious. You go there, boom, 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 boom. And then it's like they just throw the stuff in, and they don't. Oh, that.
But can the mayor get involved in that conversation?
Well, yeah, he can get in a conversation with anything. You know, street department handles that. I mean, we talk about the fees for opening the streets and everything years ago. I mean, that's one of the councilmen on the streets department. He has to, you know, let's just get that moving a little bit more.
I want to talk overall about the mayoral position and some of the intangibles. You know, what qualities do you think would make a good mayor?
Knowledge of the city, a little bit more working of the government, how that works. Like I said, you can't go fast. It just doesn't happen, mm-hmm, in government. Just overall common sense too. Really, I mean, there's not really. I mean, help to lead people. You know, I mean, not being like ignorant, but just show them the way sometimes. You know, if I think that's, you're doing it wrong, and, you know, just like I do down at work, you know, if you're not doing it right, you know, I'll help you.
Yeah, and how do you work with people who disagree with you? Because inevitably that's going to happen.
Sometimes you're not always right. I'm not always right. I guarantee it, you know. But, you know, just try to show them why they're wrong, mm-hmm, you know. But it depends on, oh, if it's a faith thing or something like that, there's no such thing as right or wrong, you know. But if there's a, like, you made this wrong, the way, you know, it's not made, well, this is the way I like it, but that's not the standard we need. Sometimes you got to keep that standard, and you got to just work on that. There might be a way to improve, but then again, yeah, sometimes you just want to keep the standard.
Again, we're here with Republican candidate for mayor, Fred Reese. Fred, I'll give you the final pitch here. What would you like to tell voters before they head to the polls in a couple of weeks?
Just get out there and vote for somebody, you know. Vote for who you think's right. That's all I can tell you, you know. I like to say, yeah, vote for me. But then again, you know, everybody does their own thing. So just do what you think's right.
Fred, thank you for the time.
Thank you, Tyler.
Election Day is coming up November 2nd. Obviously, mail-in ballots are a thing as well, so make sure you check with your county election office to get all the necessary information that you need before the November election. Again, he is Fred Reese. He is running for the city of Butler mayor. Will be on the ballot as Fred Reese?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there you have it, the Republican nominee for the city of Butler. Again, we are continuing on with our election interviews all week long, so make sure you keep it tuned right here to WISR.